Blog Talk Radio.
I got the unit sitting back on top like toupee. I like all my pussy paid. I eat all my pussy shade.
Product, goody, project. I'ma sell my dope regardless. Back getting money with 50, but I still feel like I'm starving. Oh, y'all know what I'm charging. Bitch, don't start all that arguing. And just cause you see the phantom don't mean I still ain't robbing.
Hey, hey, what's up? What's up, Harlem? We back on my Brooklyn bullshit.
And I'm crossing Queensbridge with a white brick and a full clip. Forges with 2-inch lips, offset my fat bowleg. My bitch don't need no makeup, and my picture don't need no edit. I just been going ratchet. Fuck a rapper, I rap that package. Work. Can't buy no kid with plastic, so I ain't worried about paying no tax. Nah. Look, I just need a stove and somewhere to dump my ashes.
Yo.
Man, what's good, man?
Good. Ah, man, we got to talk about this.
Where do
I'm hurt
we
right now, man. I'm hurt right now, man.
Ooh, man.
I don't want to contribute to the downfall of another grown man, but y'all did this shit to this man, got this man out here selling his soul, man.
Hey, man. I mean, some people take that mad and serious, man. It might be that serious one, bro. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, but I personally couldn't do the shit he's doing just to get the game in, bro. I would have given a nigga an AP or just, you know, made sure I wasn't in the playoffs, like I said before, if I knew I was going out of town or, you know, on some kind of vacation or something, bro. I just couldn't do it.
Man. Who else on the phone?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Tyson.
What would your girl do if y'all was in the middle of a luxurious vacation? And
man,
you told her one night, yo, I got this Madden game. Tomorrow we gonna bounce from this hotel. We gonna go downtown, check another gay hotel. I gotta get this game in, man.
It ain't going down, man. It ain't going down. First of all,
we won't be together no more.
I don't even got the nerve.
No, hell no.
I'm about to play a game of Madden with some dude instead of spending time with her that we done planned the vacation on. I need to get the fuck out of here. That's some gay ass shit. He going to the
You shouldn't even bring the PS on the road, man. You shouldn't even bring
for real though.
That's the first thing. Yeah. He brought it with him.
Man, when I go on a trip with my woman, I don't even turn my phone on, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to get away from everything, dude. Man, this is crazy, man. Hey, but this is the question, though. What if he loses?
He gonna lose
will
twice.
Will he ever recover league-wise if
I mean, let's say he wins. I mean, if he wins, Brett, he has to literally go all the way and win the Super Bowl. I mean, if not, then, you know, he did all this shit for nothing. I mean, whether he win or lose today, if he wins, you know, I feel that if he wins, it's even worse because now, you know, let's say he wins and he did all that shit there for nothing and then he doesn't get to the Super Bowl or let alone get to the Super Bowl and lose. You know, I feel
At least if he wins, you could argue.
He can save some face, maybe.
Yeah, he could save some, but if he loses, because you got to figure the elements. First of all, we don't know what the Wi-Fi is going to be like. He may get booted.
I mean,
you don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, he said he just tested it because, you know, we've been chatting in the message. He said he tested it like 15 minutes ago, and it sure worked good. But, I mean, you know, I don't know what the hotel speeds look like. So, I mean, you know, I'll find out for sure once we kick off. That shit's lagging, and, you know, I'll be making it well known on the page.
Oh, yeah, because you can't stream, huh, if there's any lag.
Well, streaming ain't got nothing to do with the download speed. Streaming is strictly, you know, predicated on the upload stream. I mean, the upload speed that I'm getting from my cable provider. So, you know, I should be good to stream.
So that doesn't affect
I'm not going to let him stream. No, I won't affect them. I mean, so basically, I mean, if the game is lagging, you know, you'll see it on the stream if it's laggy. Because like I said, you know, streaming is all dictated on my upload speed and you know, the ping and whatnot like that. So basically, as long as my upload speed is consistent, you know, I'll be able to, you know, to post the stream. And it's just, you know, you'll see what I'm seeing. So if the game is laggy, then you'll see, you know, exactly what I guess the shit that I'm experiencing on the game. So, I mean, I'm hopefully...
That room, man, that lobby, that room, like, God.
Bruh, I thought that was some epic Photoshop shit, bruh. And then, you know, I seen Tim posting the same shit, like, there's no way this shit is real.
Now, how can you focus in a room like that? Knowing, I just can't even fathom. I couldn't even step foot in the hotel like that. How could you
sit and play a game? I would feel like one of them dudes with the Red Phantom of the Opera mask is going to jump out the closet, man. Like, in them pictures, it looked like a bunch of dudes is just hiding and darting around every corner of that hotel with the Red Phantom of the Opera mask, dicking dudes down, man.
I'm so weak right now, bro. I can't believe he did that, though. Like, I'm like, dude, he's going to a gay hotel just for the game. Like,
man, this is some Mari Povich shit, man.
I've officially seen it all, bro. Like, I've never seen that amount of dedication, bro, for the for a game.
Nigga, that place.
she got to be fucking somebody else. Or say, okay, go ahead. Ain't no damn way.
There's no way. But you got to figure this out.
Wait. So his girl's on a vacation with him?
He's with his wife.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Wow. Seriously? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man. He's going to have to sneak his own old lady into the hotel so he don't get kicked out. He can't just walk in with a bitch like that.
Yo,
imagine you on a vacation
with
your lady, right? Y'all staying in a nice little room, and you're like, all right, it's bad enough. I got to check us out of here. We got to go downtown, take a cab, go to the gay hotel room so I can play this game. But then he got to sneak her in, man.
You know how this will make her feel, though? No, I'm sorry. Look. You know, if I was doing on vacation, like, hey, Brad, you can go ahead and have an AT, Brad. It ain't that serious. I'm not about to sit here and you know, make my wife feel less than nothing over a video game. Nah, it's not that serious. Fuck that.
I'm going to tell you what should have happened, man. When he told us last night that he was going to go to Best Buy, buy a TV, and then go to an internet cafe and play the game and then return the TV, we should have advanced at that point and kept him away from himself. Because we know this man ain't thinking rationally right now.
Not at all, man. I mean, my thing is, I'm wondering how the old lady allowed that shit. I'm sorry, though. Like, if I was with my wife, bro, that shit wouldn't have went down like that. Like, we would have been, having some words and some shit would have went down. But there was no way possible that would have been able to happen.
Nigga, my girl would have left on the spot. As soon as if I would have packed my PS4, she would have been like, nigga, you got problems. What the fuck is wrong with you?
We trying to get away and, have a good time. I mean, my thing is, when he told me he was going on vacation, I'm thinking it was just him. I didn't know, he was bringing, the old lady with him and everything. And the PS4, I told him, man, it ain't that serious, bro. It's a game, dog. Like,
I don't even want to ask him in the room because I don't want to be disrespectful. But I don't even want to know if his kids went with him. Because if his kids went with him, we need to have a serious intervention with this nigga, man.
He got kids?
Yeah, I think he does.
Oh, hell, he's fucked. He's fucked. I'm going to let you know right now. First of all, I don't have the balls to ask my chick, can I play a game of Madden Wii on vacation? But if I did, that would be the last breath I take. She would just kill me. She wouldn't even say shit. She would just kill me. It'd be straight homicide.
There's a difference between, leverage, having your girl let you go out with your boys and being able to do this and do that. Then there's a difference between having your girl just look at you like you a fucking loser. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she might let you do this shit, but he may not recover from this. I'm concerned. I really can't believe we're even discussing this shit.
Unless he has a mail order bride, this shit's over. I just don't see it. I don't see it, man. I can't have any reason why that shit would be successful after this. You
what?
Kicked me to the side to play a video game with some guys, and you did it at a gay hotel.
Yeah, bro. I mean, he has to win this game, though, because if he loses, bro, I mean. Seems like you did all shit and you still lost.
I'm gonna be real with you. I'm going to be real with you. TB, if I were you, I'd be nervous, dog. I'd be nervous. Because this nigga is playing for his life. You're playing a video game today. You're playing a video game here today. He is playing something different.
Bruh, I mean, dog.
You know how much
this shit
means right now?
Yeah,
his marriage is riding
dog.
On this game. Like, how do you beat a man who's playing for his marriage?
Hey, bro, I'm going to be real with you, bro. Like, I'm not even.
You're
really
not even in the right mindset to play right now, man. You're so messed up mentally right now.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I've already been waiting, bro. So I'm like, I'm already out of the mood to play. But I'm like, to see that he went to this great list to play, bro. I mean, I'm gonna play him. I'm gonna play him to the best of my ability. But I mean, damn, bro.
Man, he got you over here thinking. In the back of your mind, maybe he needs this more than I do. He done fucked the whole mental side of the game up.
Hey, bro, that nigga hit me with some Star Wars Jedi shit, bro.
Yeah, he did, dude. He probably at home right now, man. He doing all this shit for that mental advantage.
Ooh, man.
This is probably all a story that he's making up, man. Because I really can't believe that this shit would really happen, honestly.
Yeah, bro. I don't know, bro. I think this is just some fabricated shit. He's really at home, relaxing, bro, and laughing deep down inside, just to kind of get a, to make this the story of the playoffs.
Hey, man.
I'm hoping that's what it is.
In the fourth quarter, if you get up big in the fourth quarter, he might cry, man.
Man.
Yeah, man. That's gonna be wild.
Yeah, man, duh. I'll see what y'all looks at, bro. I ain't got nothing else to do, bro, so I've just been been in a little custom playbook creator, taking out some plays, putting some shit in, setting my audibles. I mean, I ain't got shit much else to do but to kind of go and refine some shit. work on some timing routes there. Like I said, I mean, I know Brad's going to be sitting up, you know, sitting there in that D-line all game, so I'm preparing myself to exploit that shit, man. I mean, now he's in his advantage, you know, he got Shula back, so we'll see how that affects the game, knowing that he got the defensive end back for the game.
Y'all set to play at 3?
Well, I mean, yeah, he said check-ins at 3, so I mean, I guess it'll be soon after 3 o'clock. I guess whenever he gets in the room and gets settled in, you know, I'm just waiting on him. I was ready at 12:30. So I mean, I'm just waiting on the old boy. I guess let me know when. I guess cool to go and get the game started.
Who you got in the AFC? It's gonna be Titans, Broncos.
Nah, man, I'm gonna go with the dog parks, bro. I mean. Because I'm not sure how much XP your boy Stabs got with that dude Glares, but I mean, I know he took Glares from like 89 speed to 94 with the first MVP, so I'm afraid to see what the boy looking like right now. I mean, if, you know, he's my dog horse favorite to make some noise in the AFC. I feel as if, you know, he has a game plan to at least slow down or get enough offense to, you know, to give JFD and those overpowered Broncos you know, some fit. So, I mean, we shall see what happens. I mean, but basically, you know, you got two powerhouses going at it with Jesse and Mav. So, you know, one of them going home. We'll see who, you know, but I guess which style wins out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a good game, man. Well, shit, I think everyone else dropped off. This is kind of cold-blooded. Tag us on the page. When y'all got the game time set up, bro?
Oh, will do. Yeah, I mean, he said check-ins at 3, so, I mean, I guess like I said, once you go ahead and let me know once he's in the room and settled in, you know, I'll post the link for the stream, and I guess we get these festivities rolling.
All right, bro.
All right, man.